integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Myth defying top pregnancy myth busters. We're taking that term off of Real Living TV's hit TV show, Myth Defying with Dr. Holly. And I am filling in for Dr. Holly today as we talk about myth busting about pregnancy. And pregnancy's big myths, and we're going to jump right into this. I helped my wife get through two pregnancies. I did not say, Kevin, I know you're going to laugh at this, our producer, I did not walk around and say we're pregnant. I did walk around and say we're having a baby because in my medical view, we're not pregnant. There's just one of us that's pregnant. And I didn't go through the hormonal changes and the weight gains and losses and all that stuff. I felt if I was doing my job, I was number one support. But one of the things we need to do, whether we are pregnant or as a supporter, and sometimes the people who are supporting the pregnancy will have actually a little more influence than the people who are going through it. My wife wanted to, for our second child, Amelie, my wife wanted to enjoy it. She wanted to try and we live out in Arizona. She wanted to try and beat the heat, do nice swims in the pool and all that stuff. And I tried to make sure that her nutritional supplements were good, weight was good, all that stuff, as best as I could. So it is a teamwork thing. And sometimes this myth busting will come from the support people just as well as the person who's actually pregnant. So let's look at number one. Pregnancy is a fulfilling life-affirming experience. I think that this has changed. I think for many women, this used to be, but there's no doubt now that depression during pregnancy is a major issue, along with postpartum depression that is skyrocketing. People think that you feel wonderful, especially when euphoric, says Leslie Gies, or Guys, G-I-S-E, clinical professor at psychiatry at University of Hawaii. Man, boy, if I was a woman and I was pregnant, that'd be a great place to be, though. But pregnant women can become depressed and anxious. And we did a previous show that you will be able to archive about pregnant women who are taking antidepressants now and the diseases their children are getting later in life from that. So that is going up. What I will tell you clinically, before we go on to the next myth, is I think along with smart folks in hormones who study them, like the Holly Lucilles, the Tori Hudsons, the Marcus Lowe, and I would even do Rudy, my local compounding pharmacist over at Clark's, who helps me out all the time, Rudy Dragoni, is that it is largely a toxicity but also a progesterone deficiency issue. Ladies out there who are considering pregnancy or pregnant, if you're having these emotions, please get your progesterone level checked and get with a practitioner who understands partum or pregnant and postpartum depression and progesterone issues. Moving on to the next piece. You might crave pickles and ice cream. It is a myth. It's funny. And there's these wonderful things about running out in the middle of the night and getting your pregnant wife food and the weird cravings that they get. But they're not always consistent, and they may not make you better. For example, eating ice cream at the middle of the night can add to excess weight that can also increase your risk of gestational or pregnancy-derived diabetes. I find personally, in my practice, and I have counseled several thousand wanting to be pregnant women over my career, that the issues of nutrition, when they are not met, they will show up in weird cravings. Ladies, babies need B vitamins. They need protein, not soy protein, but like a whey isolate, a rice or a pea protein, a good clean protein, mostly rice and pea for good pregnancies. I think they need protein. They need calcium. And I do think that's a time where taking calcium is a good idea. And they need a clean, high DHA type tableted fish oil like the Vectomega that you'll see at the stores or the Euromega or some others. You have to be very careful about mercury exposure with fish oil. But for me, when the ladies I know are having odd cravings, when we start them on that sort of protocol, they go away, which I think is very, very telling that these cravings are unnatural and they're generated because of deficiency in nutrients. Next symptom, queasiness or like a feeling of nausea will end after the first trimester. This is not true. Morning sickness lasts quite often into the second trimester and even for some a touch into the third. It may help you feel better, at least mentally, to know that nausea and vomiting are often signs of a healthy pregnancy, says Sharon Phelan, MD, an associate professor of obstetrics and gynecology at UAB, the University of Alabama at Birmingham. They indicate a high levels of the HCG hormone made by the pregnant woman, and they will peak around 8 to 12 weeks. The nursewood midwife says, and I love the midwives, our baby was delivered by a naturopathic physician who is also a midwife, Dr. Farah Swan. We loved our experience with her, and I consider them to be wonderful experts in this thing. This explains morning sickness sufferers find relief after the first trimester, but they can experience some nausea and vomiting well into the second one while these ACG levels are going. So, ladies, if you're still feeling nauseous after that first trimester, please don't think anything's wrong. Those HCG levels are just ironing out a little bit. See your doc, and they'll give a clear explanation for that. But just don't think anything's wrong with the baby or anything that's going on like that. Your skin will glow. Gestation is a time of growth. No. Now, some women do get the pregnancy glow. I think it's subjective. I thought 30 seconds after we found out my wife was pregnant that she had to glow. So it's an incredibly subjective thing. Ladies out there, you can get dry skin because the baby is manufacturing and pulling the fats out of your body. You can get drier skin for it. Again, I think that a clean, low or no mercury fish oil is needed during pregnancy. I do like the tableted brain peptides, so the Vectomega for that, because it's the lowest or absent of mercury of anything I think on the market. But you don't automatically get a pregnancy glow. Now, for those who are the support people of the pregnancy glow people, please let them know they're glowing. I think it's just a wonderful thing. For me, it's energetic. My wife's hair was staticky. There was all sorts of crazy things. My wife looks at me and goes, I think I'm pregnant because her hair was staticky. And I was like, well, that's not very scientific, but she knew. She knew. By your eighth month, you will feel and be untouchable. This is not true at all. After my first trimester, this pregnancy, this lady, I felt very sexy. She says afterwards, she didn't. Basically, that's not true. Every woman is unique and different. I've had friends of mine that came in and you could put, you know, you'd ask and they'd say, yeah, and they could put your hand on their belly and they felt warm and loved with it. Other women were backing off of that and not touchable. Listeners, there's no map and roadmap about how you should feel in the eighth and ninth month. Listen to your instincts. You know, pregnancy is a wonderfully instinctive natural phenomenon. Please trust your instincts. If you don't feel like being touched, don't. When my wife was actually delivering, one person could touch her. And that was our 22-year-old who was behind her in the chair. I was there to catch the baby. The midwife, Dr. Swan, was working there. But everybody else in the room, they had to back off. That's what her instincts were. That's what was honored. It was her time, and I support that. Listen to your instincts, and that'll be okay. But there's no rule on it. That is a myth that there is. Your prenatal checkups will be the high points of your pregnancy. This is not true. Prenatal checkups can be very scary for women, especially if they have a hard time in the beginning, or if they during the prenatal checkup, they're warning you about all the diseases and things that you can get, all the bad things that can happen. So no, it is not. Try and choose a doctor with a personality that is going to suit yours. Get referrals before actually getting in there and saying, this is going to be my doc for delivering the baby. And those have been some mythifying top pregnancy myth busters. Real Living TV, the hit show that Dr. Holly Lucille is on, does have new episodes airing. You can find that at realliving.com on their website, as well as scanning around and finding it on the TV. Many, many of the newer DirecTVs and those disc network are carrying Real Living. And we are here mythifying for top pregnancies, but listen to your instincts, get your nutrition straight, and remember, most babies are born healthy. So odds are, with a little education, yours will live long enough to listen to us on Radio MD.